So it was a local doctor who determined that Killian's death was suspicious? This time Gauguin roared with laughter.
I would hardly describe 3 bullet holes in the chest as suspicious, Mr. MacLeod. But yes, it was.
Voices in the corridor interrupted their conversation. A young man from the car rental company knocked on the door and brought in paperwork for Enzo to sign. He seemed self-conscious, almost deferential in the presence of a senior gendarme, that was anxious to be away again as soon as possible. "The car's round the back," he said. "The Suzuki Jeep." He handed Enzo the keys and was gone. Gauguin rose from his desk and reached for his cape and hat.
"I'll walk you round."
Enzo gulped down the last of his coffee and lifted his overnight bag, and the 2 men left by the same side entrance and walked around to the back of the gendarmerie. On the far side of a muddy parking area stood a concrete block with 2 heavy steel doors. Gauguin followed Enzo's eyes.
"The cells."
He walked toward the nearest door and pushed it open.
"Take a look. This is where we brought Gauguin when it was decided to charge him."
Enzo walked into a dark cubicle. A hole in the floor at the back of the cell served as a toilet. High up in the wall above it was a window, allowing minimal light to penetrate thick cubes of unbreakable glass. A stone plinth was covered with a thin, unsanitary-looking mattress. It was cold and damp, the walls scarred with the graffiti of drunks and petty crooks. Not a place you would want to spend any time.
"Myself and one of the more senior gendarmes were dispatched to bring him in."
Gauguin seemed lost for a moment in his memory of the event.
"We were pretty nervous about it. Gauguin was, still is, a big man. And he had something of a reputation for violence. He wasn't any stranger to these cells. He'd spent a few nights here after getting into drunken brawls in town. And he never came quietly." "You thought he might resist arrest? Who knows what a desperate man accused of murder might do? As it turned out, he came like a lamb." "Do you think he did it?"
Enzo watched carefully for his reaction, but the big gendarme just smiled.
"Of course he didn't. He was acquitted, wasn't he?"
He reached into an inside pocket and produced a dog-eared business card. He found a pen and scribbled some figures on the back of it before handing it to Enzo.
"Here."
Enzo turned it over. It was a telephone number.
"That's my private cell phone. Officially, I can do nothing for you, Mr. MacLeod. Unofficially,"
he glanced across the sodden car park toward the house,
"I'll help you in any way I can. And I don't just think Gauguin did it. I'm sure he did. Even if he can't be tried again, I'd love to see him nailed."
This audiobook is continued on Disc 2.